So today is the 5th of May 2016, and this is Emma Sharp with Hetty Wood, and we're interviewing Peggy Gibbon. So can we start, Peggy, can you tell me when you were born?
1928.
And the date in that year?
5th of January.
Whereabouts were you born?
Solum, Townsend.
Can you tell me a little bit about your family?
Well, my dad was in the First World War, and he was at the Somme, so that's coming up this year. And when he came out, he grew flowers and sent to Covent Garden. The lorries took them. During the war, the Second World War, lorries were amalgamated for British Home Service, and He got up early in the morning, I did, and cut these flowers, pyrethiums, campanula, Esther Reed. He dyed. They wanted a colour, and they were white, so we dyed them blue and pink, dipped them in the pail and swished them. And they got their coloured flowers. What else can I say? My brother was in the Second World War in the artillery. My sister had to go to when you were 18, you had to go to a reserved occupation, forces, ammunition, or she went. The sugar beet factory at Ely was considered food, so she went there. Yeah. I remember hearing on somebody else's wireless, because hardly anyone had a wireless. They were with a battery and accumulator. And we went to listen to someone else's, to Mr. Chamberlain, coming back from Germany and saying that war was declared. And the day after, I started Ely High School. And Ely High School had a shelter built in the playground.
Can you remember where you were living in Soham during 1939 to 1945?
Yeah. We got our cottages in Townsend were very poor. And my mother got fed up with setting rat traps, mouse traps, and we were given one of the first built up downfields. Dad was actually offered the front road, Fordham Road, but he wouldn't move at that time. And later on we ended up what is called 1938, I think, Orchard Row now. They were all numbers downfields when they were built. I remember the night of the train explosion, 44. We heard the bang, and we hadn't heard the siren for air raid, and we hadn't heard aeroplanes. Just this first bang when it blew up. They were bombs actually, but not from the sky. All the bedroom windows shot open, wondered what happened. And my dad was in the Home Guard. So you were expected to do something when you heard anything. But we had no telephones, no way of finding out where that was. Next morning we knew, didn't we? And the Home Guard sergeant lived in Downfields in Centre Road, what is Centre Road now, and he was one of the first. He must have either biked, I think, down there quickly to look where it, find out where it was. He was the first at the train, to the train, taking the wounded, looking for the whoever was hurt. And he found them, the signalman and the later on they heard something moving in the bushes, and that was the driver. And next day we could see all these, and they actually got them in the paper. I've got the report. They called them Negroes, which they wouldn't do today, because there were a lot of ordinary Americans, airmen, but they were flying over Germany, all flying, and they were groundsmen, which I thought was sad. But there, that was then. It's different now, isn't it? And all the stuff in the street, out of the shop windows. Yeah, that was terrible, really.
So Soham was obviously where your family did their shopping.
And were actually born in Soham.
They were. Yeah. Can you remember the shops that that your parents did their shopping at?
Yeah, and they used to go Saturday nights because they got paid on Saturdays. And you could go up I went up the town as a child, and my mother took me in what was Pryke's. That was Milky Way later, and what is it now? Portuguese Pryke's. I hadn't got any gloves, and they sold everything, gloves. and they used to put money on a Christmas club in all these shops, and you could draw the things out at Christmas. Saturday nights was popular in town for shopping. I'm talking about how many years ago? 80 years. Yeah. We had three bakers. I've got one of the bakers back still. And when my sister got married in 43 to one of the soldiers from Chippenham, Fuller's in Soham, it's still called Fuller's, isn't it? They made a cake, but it had to be chocolate. There was no icing sugar, no sugar for icing. We were rationed. Had a chocolate cake, and that was a hot August day. So you imagine what a chocolate cake, because we had the reception sort of outside a bit. I went in the pavilion, but I was 49, so... best man was one of the servicemen as well, in their dress uniform. 5 from 4 for yeomanry.
What else? Can you remember any of the other shops that your mum shopped at?
Butchers. And they came round with the meat, and that was the first thing she did every morning, decided what she's having for lunch when she got up every day, because the man was coming round with the meat, or she'd ordered something for that day. So she was never without a meat lunch. They took the orders or for next day or whenever.
Can you remember which butcher your mum used?
Staples. And they were a big family. Yeah, we knew the family well, you know. There was Olga's daughter. And
what about things like milk, butter, eggs and bread?
Yeah, the milk came round, didn't it? When I was really small, down Town's End, I used to walk down with a can to get it loose. There were milk people down there, living down there. And they'd give it to you in whatever vessel you took. Yeah.
Any other shops that your mum would get
See, we had three bakers. Stebbings, Murfitt's. We had three or four butchers, groceries. He used to come round, we knew him well, take the order and bring the things and take the order for the next week. And when we used to go to school, we walked to school up to this infant school here. Mum would say, call in and get yourself, and we'd get some broken biscuits and they'd put them on the order.
Who was the...
Everett, Bert Everett. He was well known, yeah.
So was it him who made the deliveries, or did he have a delivery boy? Or
They did have some help. There was a father and a son, actually. He lived next door in what we thought were almshouses, but I think they were Bishop Laney's charity.
What about shopping for non-food items, such as clothes and shoes?
Yeah.
Can you remember where you went?
Yes, furniture as well, from butchers. Clothes were Arthur Knight's, and my husband had measured his wedding suit at Arthur Knight's. They made tailors as well.
What about other day-to-day items that you might have needed? Can you remember the other shops down the high street?
Shoe shops. We had three. Morris's. Later on, Stacey had the shop. Waddington sold shoes as well. Watkins was just closed. My family Watkins went to Ely High School. I thought they came here probably during the war. They were next to Waddington's. Waddington's had all departments. Bedding.
What was the inside of Waddington's like? Can you describe it?
Yeah, it was along Churchgate Street, and it was several sort of different doors. You went into different departments. They were well known, Waddington's. You could get most things there. They did groceries later on as well.
Was it a shop where you could serve yourself, or would you always speak to somebody about what you wanted?
You always spoke to somebody, yeah. And mostly the owners were in there. They weren't big shops like everyone went. The owner and family, plus others.
Did you have a favourite shop to go to?
The sweet shops, probably. Yeah. And you could get them out of jars. Now, which sweets? With several sorts of sweets.
Can you remember the names of the sweet shops?
Well, Clements was on Stonebridge. There were little houses. There was one in Pratt Street, Fordham's. She sold sweets. There were mostly a little old woman there who knew what you wanted. She was in charge, though. She knew what you could afford, paper for this. And we used to call on the way to school from Townsend. The shop that's still there, it was a post office on the corner. And I used to get Shirley Temple chewing gum, a piece of square of chewing gum. Yeah.
So can you tell us what else was on the main streets? So things like cinemas, halls?
Two. Mm-hmm. We had the Wednesday matinees at the old one, Regal, that was called. They used to call it the Flea Pit. Tuppence and fourpence. If you were given fourpence to go Saturdays or Wednesday afternoons, I think, after school, it was matin, you'd spend the rest on sweets.
Did they sell sweets at the cinema for eating there?
Yeah. sherbet dabs and things like that.
So you used to go to the cinema quite a lot, did you?
Yeah, and when the Regent was built, oh yes, I can remember queuing from there in Clay Street round over to the Ship in the queue for Gone with the Wind.
How old were you then?
I used to think 11 or 12 or something like that. Because if I did my homework quickly in the summer, I could have the bike. We only had one bike between us, and go to the first house. If I'd done my homework, Mum had given me the money to go first house pictures. They used to have a first house. I suppose that used to start at about 5 or 6, and then the next one was 8-ish when grown-ups went. Who were going to be up late at night. Mm.
So they were busy and well used.
Yeah.
Do you remember any
dance? And during the war, we used to put the songs down, like Hang Out the Washing on the Sea Breeze Line, and we had to sing in the interval. All the war songs came up.
Did you get any news?
Yeah, and the news. Because I wasn't really old enough to be worried, but everybody wanted to know what was going to be on the news. Because there was no other way of finding out things, really. Only on that news at the cinema. And they showed you, perhaps, where our soldiers had been.
Can you remember much about the post office in Soham?
Yeah.
Can you describe it to us?
It moved several times, didn't it, in my life. It was down the end of the street. I can remember getting stamps, but not much else. They didn't do anything like they do today. They didn't do services for things, which they're giving up now already. Yeah.
Was it busy on the high street? Was it a busy place with lots of people?
Yeah, more people than you see today. On a Saturday afternoon, you're lucky if you see one or two. It was always crowded Saturdays.
Particularly Saturdays, because it was payday.
Yeah.
So it was quite a sociable
I don't
place.
Ever remember seeing, years ago, an empty high street, but they just don't go today.
Was there a good community feel when you went out and about?
Oh yeah, especially during the war. Everybody helped everybody. I know egg was on ration, dried egg, and we had chickens. And Dad was always giving someone an egg, They hadn't got money as well either.
Did your dad get anything in return for the eggs, or was he just being generous?
He did, yeah, and he was with the flowers. He used to call in the cherry tree and give them some flowers.
Were there many cars on the streets at the time?
I think when I was small, there were only 5 in Soham. In fact, when I'll mention the war again, I keep mentioning the war. When it finished, Japan, VJ, they were eventually, they were skeletons, and they come home and they must have got to London. Because they came down on the train from Ely.
This is the prisoners of war released from Japan. Yeah.
They paid the train, I suppose. But they got to Ely and they had to be picked up. And we had Mr. Banyard and Roger Clark from Clark and Butchers took their, it was either Clark's car or Mr. Banning's car, and brought some prisoners home, because I interviewed one who came, who they met. Yeah. So nobody ran around and helped in that way, the government. No.
Can you remember if Soham had a market?
It did have, but before my lifetime, it came again later on, but it didn't take off. But it did have, yeah. It's a market town. Yeah.
Was it active during World War Two?
No, because all the men were in the forces. So. We had on the land prisoners of war working around here, and conscientious objectors, which weren't very popular with the minute women, because their husbands were, and they were having to work with.
Do you remember going to Ely Market?
Yes. And I went to the fair, that we used to go to Ely Fair, didn't we? And nobody cared about you going anywhere then. And my friend from my class before I went to Ely was killed on the Jollity Farm, I think it was. I was a teenager then.
Did you go to Ely Market on the bus or on the train?
I worked in Ely. Well, when I was 16, yeah, Miss Tilly, the headmistress at Ely High School, got me a job. The sixth form, there were only about six went in to university, if that, my form. And she liked you to have a proper job, so she'd try and help get you a job. Some went in shops at Ely and offices. And she got me the Royal Ordnance Depot, which was where Tesco is now. And I worked for the Home Office, and I had a colonel for a boss. And I worked on, is anyone watching home fires? Because she's the woman in that's on a switchboard that I had a stand-up where you push in, yeah. And I was doing army handbooks, so I remember putting amendments in handbooks. The Newmarket Races was still going during the war, and next to me, with his feet on a box, was Doug Greening, the jockey, in army uniform, but they let him off to race on the stage. Yeah, that's quite exciting, really. I worked with the army. They had army stores there, big army stores. Yeah. Until the war finished in 46, I think, 47. I went to the tax office at Ely in High Street, Coronation Parade. Yeah. So what else can I tell you?
Just thinking back to Ely Market, can you remember
I used to go there on Thursdays.
On Thursdays.
We used to look and see what they'd got, because they didn't have everything in Woolworths. And I started buying things. bottom drawer things from Woolworths when they had them in, because they did have some.
What did you buy for your bottom drawer?
Some china, which I still had until I broke a lot of the other one. And it was well known after the war. They asked who'd got it, yeah. Because everything was short, and if you saw anything, you got it. If you could afford it. I had to wait till payday, probably.
Can you remember what was sold on the market on Thursdays?
Particularly a lot of fruit. My father used to take a sack near Christmas and fill it with... They'd throw it off the lorry at the end of the, you know, cheap. I'm sure a lot used to buy toys off, Christmas toys and all this. Yeah, you could get... If they had it on the market, they all sort of rushed to get it, you know.
Can you remember anything in Soham that was particularly linked to World War II in terms of the shops and buildings?
Oh, we had lots of pubs. And of course we had tons of regiments here ready to go to France. And it was then my sister got married in 43 and he had to go leave Soham, they all did, and went up to Bridlington to go over, and he had to have his bands called up there in Bridlington Church as well as Soham. The pubs were all, I was saying, they were full most nights. Why they came to Soham, I don't know, because they'd some were near Norwich and they came out here. They heard about Soham. We'd got 3 dance halls, 2 cinemas. Yeah, because you could go. My sister used to go to Cambridge Tea Dance because the soldiers went there. And then Soham at night. The dance halls were crowded every time they were open, you know. We had the Church Hall, Central Hall, Conservative Hall. They were all popular, and we had Polish stationed here in Soham, and they were good dancers, and they went. I remember seeing them. The Americans, now their dancing wasn't so good. You didn't sort of go to dance if you knew one and you got friendly or that. And we used to have the band playing Sunday nights after church on the rec. And there used to be crowded with people sitting, mostly lying on the grass, servicemen as well, listening to Soham band. They'd go around with a box, but I'm sure they didn't get much money. No. And then they took the bandstand up the cherry tree. Yeah. And that sort of thing breaks Soham up, you know, because everybody saw everybody Sunday night, and it was after church, so it didn't hurt church.
Is there anything else that you can remember about the shops and the businesses in Soham that you haven't mentioned already?
There must be.
Perhaps I'll ask Hetty if she's got any questions now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, good.
So you mentioned that your dad was in the Home Guard.
Yeah.
So what did he have to do? What was that? What did that job entail for him?
Well, they had the meetings. They were given an overcoat. I remember that. Which they appreciated. They wore it most of the time. They had the meetings... Not very often. I think they had a gun at some time, or handled a gun, probably didn't keep it, like they do on the television.
And was he out and about in the community a lot doing that job, or was it more home-based?
No, they were called if they were needed.
Okay.
We got to hear those planes, you know, and we knew a German-sounding plane. You did. They had a different sound to them. And we mostly shared air raid shelters. I know we did. Sometimes Mama said, oh, just get under the table. Sit the table and hold the bomb up.
Going back to Soham High Street, so we've spoken about the shops and the businesses quite a lot, but were there any just normal resident houses on the High Street, so people that lived there?
Not as many as they are today, no. They were mostly lived behind the shop there, and that's all. Now you get houses made of anything.
And you said that you were working in Ely.
Yeah.
So do you remember anything about Ely High Street during the time? Any shops and businesses?
Haywards and lots of different shops.
So a bit more than what was in Soham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And would you ever go shopping in Ely?
Pubs in Ely, lots.
Mm-hmm. And was it quite busy?
We used to watch, I was in, a Coronation Parade. It was all windows up there. We used to get in the filing room because you could see then when Legs opposite shoe shop had their delivery of wedge heels. And we'd spread it all around. He's had the shoes in. So, it was not very often. Yeah.
And there were pubs and cinemas and Ely.
Yeah. And they used to particularly drink a lot. Thursday lunchtimes, I can remember. All of them, when we went out to lunch, there was a lot of drinking done in Ely. More than there is now, I don't think.
Was that because it was market day?
Yeah.
So there'd be lots of people coming in and to Ely.
Yeah, there were. Oh, yeah. And I remember we shared Ely High School with London Central Foundation. And some days we had to go home at lunchtime with a lot of homework. But we went use the club room. We used that. I remember having French classes in there. And Archer House, which was another one, wasn't it? We used to use that occasionally because we were over. And speech day, they had to tell us that some of the forms couldn't go, the live forms, because there wasn't room in the Rex cinema for speech day.
And did you do any other shopping in Ely?
Oh, yeah. Well, uniform. Those shops sold Ely High School uniform, and Soham Grammar School. And the scholarship was funny. When you think of exams today, my daughter took 11 plus for the Shay. We had to, first of all, when I passed, a teacher said, has anyone got a bicycle here? Because she knew we hardly anyone had. There's one girl, and she asked if she would lend it to me to bike home to tell my mother I'd passed the scholarship. And on that day, when we took it, we had a ruler, a dipping pen, because it was inkwells, and a pencil, I think. And we walked down, there were only not many of us, because only four went there, fine. We walked down to the Shade School to take it with the boys who were taking it for the grammar school. And the second part, you went on a Saturday morning to the grammar school here, and Miss Tilly from the high school came and gave you a dictation and talked to you. And that was, if you passed that part, you got to Ely. Now exams are very different.
And then, quite strangely, I'm actually going to pop back to the Soham train blast. You said that the shop windows smashed on Soham High Street.
They blew out, and things blew out of the windows because of glass. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I didn't realise that.